Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, booze my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Day and night, as the crack pipe light, as the last scene, ODs, doors get kicked in for keys. Papa's a memory holding dope for them Dominicans. Running like Indians, high off the angel dust. Living for the thrill, but ducking five to eternity. Got to be free, running wild cause that's my style. Abusing chronic, moving fast like Sonic, getting filthy money. I find that shit exotic, I'm a villain stress. Fuck a vest, I say ruthless. Hands for you, but too late to stop. I'm spoiled, this money got me zoning, disowning peers. I knew for years, conversating for shears. Why down in Corona peers, my mind is rough. But sometimes I wonder about time is fine. Me in the cell of a supermax, losing my mind. With no parole, no sunshine, just tough times. Every day, real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, booze my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Famous hits, giving niggas whole flips. I geek by fingerprints, faces shrimp. In the cab, Hell's Kitchen, sellers find bodies fishing. Milk cart shows kids missing. Sharpshooters on the roof, the sick man love the triple goose. If it lose crumb, but do stars like us. Good with the wood and the chrome. City's cold, face the stone. Thugs roam, never shit at home. Together all alone, bad to the bone. Convicts move quick, some stay out of flicks. Scared of the bricks, dick order too many hits. The streets love stories, gangsters conquer for glory. My category is my predicament. Dealing with this recipe, shit in the environment. Pouring liquor, smoking stoves, while cleaning out my rascals. Thinking of more money with my shiesty piece. Living rough, staying tough and ambitious to the end. Thirsty, but I talk like a kingpin and study marvelous murders. Every day is a blessing, every night is a venture. I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, rules my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Damn, B, 9-6. Stay rough and real, B. Word up.
Everyday Rough by Bo Rock, Harlem's number one lyricist, produced by E-Spot, E. Eric Perry. Yeah, that's how we do. We always break new artists here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Darlene Lewis, and your show's producer. And tonight's topic, why are rappers going to jail? Can you give me that answer? Because there are so many reasons why rappers are going to jail. Give me a call, 347-989-0761, 347-989-0761. We're on the air every Thursday at 6:30. Tonight we're going to be on for only in half an hour. Unfortunately, my children's grandmom passed away this morning. So my condolence out to the Green family. Miss Evelyn Green lost her battle. She was ill for some time now, and such a wonderful woman who I met like 3 days after burying my mom in 1990. I met her in the Bahamas, and she helped me get through a very sad time in my life. So I want to shout out to my children's father, Errol Green, his twin brother, Eric Green, Gail, and just hope that they understand that she was a child of God, and I wish her a peaceful journey. Now, why are rappers going to jail? With the fame and folly, there comes prison. Is this the trend in today's hip-hop world? Do you have to go to jail to sell records? It is said that money does not change you, but merely magnifies who you really are. What are your thoughts on this topic? Why are rappers ending up in prison? Call in the radio show right now, 347-989-0761. Now, I don't know about you, but let's just see. Is it because they're not getting enough publicity, or they need the publicity? Because police raid Waka Flocka's house, Gucci was present in home, you know, Yo Gotti surrenders himself in club shooting. And G. Dep, former Bad Boy artist, turns himself in for murder. I don't even want to get on Ja Rule pleads guilty to 2 years. Oh, my God. Well, it's bad enough Wesley Snipes is getting serving 3 years. But G. Dep? Unbelievable. I remember him and Puffy had that hot record out, Let's Get It. And then they did Special Delivery. Oh, my God, that was my jam. That was my jam. And I just cannot believe that he actually said that he killed someone. But this happened, I believe, 13 years ago. Anyway, we'll talk more about that after this. G-Dep, Special Delivery.
All by myself, I don't wanna be
to the blinding lightmobile.
Johnny C, what's up, homie G? It's like 8 in the morning on a Friday. And I don't know where you are. You better be in class. You better not be asleep, though. You better be in class learning or something.
Well, ex-Bad Boy rapper G. Dep confesses to cold case murder. Former Bad Boy rapper G. Dep has turned himself into police, confessing to shooting a man more than 17 years ago, only to find out that that man, John Hinkle, had died. According to reports, on the evening of December 15th, Dep, born Travell Coleman, entered the 25th precinct in New York City and copped to the crime, which took place in October of 1993. I was surprised. For some reason, I really didn't think that he died, Dep told the New York Post in a jailhouse interview. Dep was just 18 years old when he shot Hinkle outside of the James Weldon Johnson housing project in East Harlem. Speaking with police at the station, Dep provided exact details to the crime, saying, "I shot and killed someone 17 years ago." The victim was apparently targeted by him in a robbery, but when he tried to fight back and resist, Dep claims he shot him with his .40 caliber handgun 3 times in the chest. 3 times in the chest. Now, after police confirmed his story about the cold case, he was charged with murder and is currently being held without bail. His lawyer, Michael Alperstein, spoke to the media about the situation, insisting he was going to fight for the Harlem rapper's freedom. "My client is presumed innocent, and the case is going to grand jury," said Alperstein. This incident isn't the first time G. Dep has been involved in a crime. He's been arrested more than 25 times in the past 7 years, on charges ranging from grand larceny, burglary, and drugs, and had a long history of substance abuse. Problems during his time signed to Diddy's label, which eventually led to him being let go. Now, you may know him because he was best known for his debut album, Child of the Ghetto, which was released on Bad Boy in 2001, featuring the smash hits Special Delivery and Let's Get It, which introduced the world to the popular Harlem Shake. Another booty being ripped out. We'll be right back.
Ghetto baby, little mama, I wanna watch you shake it all night long. City where these women get down, they wanna ball all night. Bodies man tight like anything goes as long as you treat them right. And I make your body just move in the club, and after the show we just light up a dub. High fives on the bar, the pub, and then give you more than 12 hours of love. We spending paper sun, kissing and kissing on them, as long as they be licking and licking on them. Yo, it's a dirty game, and we ain't playing, hun, so come on inside.
Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. Here is another recording artist, millionaire artist at that, known in the past from Poppin' Ecstasy and being part of that Murder, Inc. clique. Ja Rule gets 2 years for a 2007 gun arrest. Rapper Ja Rule has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after pleading guilty to a gun possession charge he caught back in 2007 following a performance with Lil Wayne in New York City at the Beacon Theater. In that incident, police pulled over Ja's ride when they say they smelled marijuana coming from the vehicle and found a .40 caliber semi-automatic gun in the driver's side door. The Murder, Inc. rapper appeared in court December 13th and entered his guilty plea for charges of having a gun outside of his home or workplace inside of the Manhattan State Supreme Court. Speaking on Ja's verdict after it was announced, Lil Wayne, who was arrested that same night just a few blocks away on a separate gun possession charge, said, "That's super crazy and very disappointing." One person who was less sympathetic was Ja's longtime rival, 50 Cent, who taunted him after hearing the news. "Damn, the homie Ja Rule got to do 2 years. Tell him I said, don't worry, I got it when he comes home, LOL," 50 tweeted. In response to the taunting, Ja shot back on his Twitter page, warning the G-Unit boss at 50 Cent, N-dash-dash-dash-up, or N-dash-dash-dash-U-P-dash-dash-dash-dash, "Shut up before I smack you in your mouth again, LOL." Ja is due back in court in February 2011. I don't know about you guys, but this is turning into a trend. These are grown-ass men with multi-million dollars or have access to millions of dollars, and yet they seem unshaken by rules and regulations of the law. I'm not understanding whether they are just ignorant to the law or do they feel that their lives are at stake. Or are these guns being planted on them? I just don't understand why a recording artist is determined to carry around large sums of money to trick at a club, a gun, as opposed to just hiring security or armed officers. I'm not understanding. Is it a trend that they have to walk around with a gun because they feel that their lives are at stake? What is going on in the music industry that we are not aware of? Why are these rappers totally carrying weapons? because it just seems like it's just happening too much. They're going to jail. You know, it's all for the same type of crime. I don't know about you. Give me a call, 347-989-0761.
You talking about $1 million cash.
Right.
We seem to be having some technical difficulties. We're going to try this one more time. BlogTalkRadio.com/HearNoEvil. And the topic is, why are rappers going to jail? Give me a call, 347-989-0761. Well, Waka Flocka's home raided by cops and Gucci Mane detained. First of all, Gucci Mane. Why would somebody call themselves Gucci Mane? Do you remember there used to be a rapper out back in the day called Gucci Mane? I believe he was on the with Sal Abatello, who managed Disco Fever. I believe he was on Sutra Records. So when I hear Gucci Mane, I think about the original rapper. But nevertheless, according to Hip Hop Weekly, Atlanta rappers Waka Flocka Flame and Gucci Mane, oh my God, had some serious drama come their way recently when police raided Waka's Henry County, Georgia home on a hunt for narcotics and due to the reports of prostitution. Now, the events unfolded on the morning of December 16th. That's when, according to the search warrant obtained by Henry County Police, cops raided Waka Flocka's house looking for marijuana, articles, pictures, and communications relating to gangs and gang paraphernalia. Waka was not at the residence at the time, the police showed, having reportedly been in court for another legal matter, but police were reportedly looking for him after they found two firearms. A Kel-Tec .223 submachine gun and a .40 caliber semi-automatic. Here we go again with the guns. Authorities, who turned up less than an ounce of marijuana and an undisclosed amount of prescription drugs, charging two unidentified men in the house with possession of the weed. Brick Squad 1017 Records boss Gucci Mane was present when police arrived, and there were some conflicting reports about whether he was charged in connection with the incident. But his manager, Debbie Antony, CEO of Mazay Entertainment, told Hip Hop Weekly exclusively during a brief interview that those reports were false. Gucci was not arrested, said Antony, and there is no prostitution involved with this situation. A short time later, as police were still waiting outside Walker's home for him to return, he hit up his Twitter page, keeping fans in the loop as to what was going down. "The folks just kicked my door in. Good thing I left for court, LOL," Waka tweeted. And he also tweeted, "End day F-dash-dash-dash, my whole house up talking about they got a tip, dot, 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 dot. Hello, IF, dot, 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 rap, dot, 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 dot. Next time, Popo, get a better tip. If I don't stand for nothing, I'll never be F dot, dot, dot. And that's real talk at Flock and Noon at Beware. Big Brother is watching." While his attitude seemed rather relaxed, his manager, mom, Antony, seemed more cautious in her response. "He's not in the clear, but they didn't find nothing," Antony said at press time. Waka had not been charged with any crime. Now, picture this, and I keep telling a lot of these girls and guys this. You got to understand something about these southern states. These southern states have a history of discrimination. There is a strong, strong history of ignorant blacks living in most of these southern states. They tend to take us back 60, 70 years with their attitudes, how they deal. And I'm going to tell you something. When you're walking around with a whole bunch of jewelry in your mouth, a whole bunch of expensive jewelry hanging off you, dripping off you like you're Don King and like you have all of this money, and you're not selling records to match the amount of material wealth that you have, and if you still have affiliation with some drug cartels, there's other ways that you got to move your money. But these guys are not paying attention. There is the hip-hop police out there. Let me tell you something. They are watching you. They're waiting for you to slip up. They're waiting for you not to pay your taxes. They're waiting for you to drive around drunk. They know when you have a concert, you're going to bring your entourage, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to have weed in your car. Because according to them, all you black men do is drink, drive, do drugs, and want to screw their white women. So get it together, guys. Get it together. I'm sorry that happened to Waka Flocka. I think that's totally, totally disrespectful for somebody to come in and based upon, you know, a tip that they allegedly got. And maybe sometimes you have to watch what type of lyrics that you are spitting. I mean, because a lot of times these guys are revealing in their records how much drugs they have, who they've killed, who they've knocked off. You got to invest your money in something that makes sense. So knock it off talking all that gangbang stuff. Now, I don't know how many of you are disappointed in T.I. I'm not surprised about what happened to him, because behind every strong man there's a strong woman. And if you have a weak woman around you that don't have too much education, you're going to fall. T.I. speaks on L.A. arrest. Though he's currently serving an 11-month jail sentence for violating the probation terms of his 2007 arrest, rapper T.I. has been on everyone's mind. In a magazine interview he did just prior to going inside, Tip broke down the circumstances surrounding his arrest and explained why he didn't initially think he'd have a problem when he was stopped by cops. "I didn't even know what was in my pocket," T.I. said. "So I'm thinking, here's my license. Come on with the ticket." But he immediately opened the door like, "Get out. I thought this is different. You haven't even ran my license. The tag, nothing. You just pulled me out the car and put my hands behind my back immediately." So right then, I was like, this is some bullshit. Then he started patting me down and went in my pocket and found the pills. I was like, oh, shit. T.I. also shot down reports that there was marijuana in the vehicle. "I don't smoke weed. I don't allow anybody to smoke weed in my car," he said. Tip's No Mercy recently debuted at number 4 on Billboard's charts, selling 159,000 copies its first week. Now, you're going to go to jail after coming home from doing a bid because of pills? What the hell is wrong with you rappers? I mean, and I'm not going to let you women get off, because first of all, he should have known better. He should have known better. Then let's go on to this other knucklehead, Yo Gotti. Oh, God. He surrenders after nightclub shooting. Rapper Yo Gotti is in trouble with the law. After a few weeks on the run, the rapper turned himself into authorities to answer questions about his role in a nightclub altercation in Memphis, Tennessee, that left 6 people with gunshot wounds. The incident took place outside Level 2 nightclub on November 29th, and according to a police affidavit, Yo Gotti, born Mario Mims, was involved in a verbal altercation with a man named Lance Taylor. Another man reportedly tried to intervene and was hit by Taylor, at which point a fight broke out. When the gun smoke settled, Yo Gotti was nowhere in sight. After surrendering, he was charged along with 9 other men with aggravated rioting. A felony put him in jail for up to 6 years if he's convicted. Yo Gotti has denied any involvement in the shooting. We can go on and on about these rappers, but at the end of the day, are we allowing rappers too much access to money? Are they being targeted to be the poster boys for guns and drugs? This is something we have to think about, and you lawyers out there have to really start talking to your clients. Listen, I got to go, but tune in every Thursday at 6:30 on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. I'm Darlene Lewis. You can get any of my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week, God willing.